I'm Len Herring, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Program Nonprofit Board, which operates Ordeo Charter School and the Charter Schools of San Diego. I'm Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. We'll take a roll call first. And Mary, is there anyone in particular that you need to introduce before we do that?
I think everyone knows everyone, pretty much. They know the board members, and we have lots of teachers out there.
Great.
And staff, so welcome to teachers.
Okay. Welcome, welcome all. Okay, as far as board, if you would just reply, myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Present.
Tim?
Present.
And Eric?
Present.
Great, we have a full board. Consideration and approval of adoption of the board finding pursuant to Government Code Section 54953, Echo 1. The SSP Board of Directors determines in accordance with the Government Code Section 54953, Echo 1, Bravo, that meeting in person would present imminent risk to health and safety of attendees pursuant to Government Code Section 54953. Echo 3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state emergency declared by the governor on March the 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of directors to meet in person and or that state or local officials continue to impose the recommended measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that the finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconferencing requirements of Government Code Section 54953, Bravo 3. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
Motion to approve.
Well, do I have a second?
Second, Tim Horton.
Very well. Any further discussion? If not, we'll take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. Moving on, passes unanimously. Establishment of a quorum. Item 1.4, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.4?
So moved, Tim.
Second. Green?
Thank you. There's no need for discussion. I'll voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very well. We have a full board present. Next is Pledge of Allegiance, if I can ask everyone to stand. Follow me. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, moving on to item 1.6, approval of the agenda. Item 1.6, do I have a motion to approve item 1.6 with a recommendation from Mary, if there is?
So moved.
Second, Tim Horton.
May I have a second? Very well, we conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Next, we'll move on to item 2.0 is public comment. If you'd like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to the staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Student Success Program Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time in accordance with the Brown Act. No discussion or action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond and give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as so ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted time. Non-agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes in total unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, I will assume there are no public comments not on the agenda. Next, we move to 2.2, which agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items found within our agenda? Hearing none, we will assume there are no other comments on the agenda. Moving on, we'll now move to closed session. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on closed session items 3.2.1. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and the item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Very well. Note the time, 0941, moving to closed session. Angela will place everybody in the breakout room. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Len.
Okay, great. So we report the closed session completed at 9:08.
Angela, can you take the sign down that says closed
session? 10:08.
Yes, one moment, please. Thank you.
There we go.
Okay, session ended at 10:08. We'll now take a roll call just to make sure that we retain the quorum. If you would answer aye when I call your name. Myself, aye. Scott?
Present.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Everyone is back on. Administrative items, consider approval of board minutes from April 6th, 2020. President, CEO, is there any comments that you have to make?
Recommend approval.
Is there any discussion? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barton.
Second, please.
Bean, second.
Okay. Hearing no other items for discussion, take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very well, we have approval, unanimous. Next section is 5.0, was the action item. Consider approval of resolution to acquire certain property located at assessor's parcel number 531-325-13. Lynn, are there any other items that you need to bring up at this time?
No, sir. Thank you.
Mary, is there anything you would like to add
No, other than we recommend approval. Thank you.
Okay. Is there, may I have a motion to approve item 5.1?
So moved, Barton.
May I have a second?
Important second.
Thank you. Any additional conversation or discussion? Hearing none, I'll move on to the roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David? David?
Aye. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, can now, yeah. Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
You have full approval of board to proceed, Mary, as we discussed. Item 5.2 is action items specific to the Odeo Charter School. Consider approval of declaration of need for fully qualified educators 2021-2022 and 2022-23. Lynn, do we have a report on this item?
Yes, thank you, Admiral Herring. Agenda item 5.2.1 is the Odeo Charter School declaration of need for fully qualified educators for fiscal year 21-22 and 22-23, the documents can be found on pages 6 to 13. This is the annual form submitted to the California Commission on Teacher Credentialing by an LEA, such as the Odeo Charter School and the Charter School of San Diego. The form contains our estimated number of emergency permits for English learner authorization that we will be requesting during the school year. The form is valid for 12 months. And for Odeo Charter School, we are requesting three for emergency permits, which is for fiscal year 21-22. And the number for fiscal year 22-23 is two, as shown on page 11 of 21. Thank you.
Mary, are there any other additional comments you'd like to make?
No, thank you.
Okay. Do I have an approval for item 5.2? A motion to approve?
Tim Morton makes a motion to approve 5.2.1.
Tim, second?
Second, Green.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion or comments? I do want to recognize that I'm incredibly impressed by what I read in that document. We're so blessed to have so many incredible teachers on board. I will now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
We're all, item 5.2 passes unanimously. Moving on to item 5.3. Action items specific to the charter schools of San Diego. Consider approval of declaration of need fully qualified educators 2021-2022 and 2022-23. Lynn, is there anything additional for this particular?
Yes, thank you, Admiral Herring. For CSSD, for fiscal year 21-22, the estimated number of emergency permits for English learner authorization is three, as indicated on page 15 of 21. And for fiscal year 22-23, the estimated number of emergency permits is also three, as shown on page 19 of 21. Thank you.
Very good. Mary, is there any further discussion?
No, we recommend approval.
Very well. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barton.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Tim Morton.
Thank you. Conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott Barton.
Aye.
David Cream.
Aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Eric Schweinfurter.
Aye.
Very good. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item 6.0 is board announcements and comments. I'll take the opportunity first, and I know I speak for the others who joined me. I want to congratulate everyone here, and I do mean everyone, for your achievement that we accepted at the Malcolm Baldrige ceremony on this past weekend. It was incredible to see Tim sitting on the stage with such phenomenal organizations and be recognized as one of very few that have ever received the award twice, and unique to what I think was probably more important was the comment that it is the only K through 12 school system in the entire country to be recognized, and not only once but twice. Mm-hmm. So I know that, again, having experience with Malcolm Baldrige, it cannot be done unless the team understands the importance, and the entire team, including teachers, all the way down to the very newest of them all, had a hand to play in this very important recognition. And I want to say congratulations, well done. Keep up the great work. It shows that you are committed to the mission. And as I've said often, the mission is the student. And I truly do appreciate that you are all so focused on the bottom line, yep, the student, and making sure that we are successful in providing opportunities for the what I consider to be a disadvantaged population of students so that their lives are better because of the work that you do on a daily basis. So thank you.
I concur. Well said, Admiral.
Yeah, we're well stated.
You guys are awesome. Proud to be a part. Okay, anything else?
I would just like to say that I know it meant a great deal to staff, to all of us, to have three board members attend. And we were so delighted that you were able to meet some of our friends. We have friends in very high places back there in Washington. And I know they were pleased to meet you. They've heard a lot about you. And so we were happy. We got a lot of congratulations from Boeing and Motorola and, you know, a lot of those very special companies that are very committed to Baldrige. So once again, everybody made us proud. And it's still going. They're there today. They've been presenting on Monday, Tuesday, and today they're presenting. And the feedback that I've gotten is that they're extraordinary presentations. So there are people back there doing us proud. And so we're very pleased. And Lynn and I stayed home. We were willing to stay home. We were happy to stay home and give other people a chance to go, but also we were taking care of business. I'd also like to acknowledge Tim Morton and Scott Barton for joining us 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. They joined Myrna Castagnon, who is the head of CCSA, and Ricardo Soto, who is their attorney and their second in charge of the association. And they had a tour of some of our sites and also a more detailed presentation of our achievements academically and operationally. And so thank you for taking time. We are setting up another date in, I'll have to check with Wade. It's either April or May, maybe May, early May or late April. And that would be for any other two board members that would like to join us. We also have another guest, I believe, that's coming. So you'll hear from us. And if you're willing to give about, it's a good 3 hours when you tour around, maybe even 3.5 hours. So I realize that that's a sacrifice for businessmen. But if you are able to, you're most welcome. And Wade Ashbrenner sets that up.
He's well, Mary, this is Scott. It was very informative. And I think very important because I, you know, being all the COVID, the pandemic, I hadn't been to a school site except the very first meeting. And so it was informative, just as Len said, all of the great things about what you guys are doing. The presentations by your teachers and staff and Tim were outstanding. And I highly recommend that everybody you know, that's involved with the board be part of taking the tour and hearing the presentation. It was excellent.
And I see on the chat that we're getting some feedback from the teachers too, who were at the sites that you visited. And they were just very gratified that you took the time and the interest to be there. So thank
you. We didn't have to go all the way to Washington, D.C. either. It would have been fun, but it was.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
So. It was really, really good and informative and very professionally done. So well done to everyone.
Thank you. That's all for me, Admiral.
Okay. Anybody have anything else? All right, moving on to 7.0 is the adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Conduct a roll call real quick. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for, again, quick schedule and supporting what needs to be done here. Good luck, Mary, and please keep us informed.
Thank you. And don't forget to put June 15th on your calendar. Right. I'm going to keep reminding you for graduation.
We'll do it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.